My name is Deepak Patel. I'm the Minister of Trade Industry in Zambia.
Maybe I could start, Mr. Patel, by describing the recent experiences that I had in Katete in the Eastern Province, where we went to talk to cotton farmers. They were saying that they were paid below the cost of production, and some of the time the company was paying them for grade B or C cotton when they were convinced that it was grade A cotton.
The peasant farmers up in Katete and other cotton growers have a very valid point. We have got ourselves in a situation where one multinational has captured the market of almost up to 80% of the cotton industry in the country. We are in a liberalized market, so it's difficult to impose strict rules to ensure that people are paid the right prices. So there must be some self-regulation. We are trying to talk to them. There's also the question of always threats from some of these multinationals that if they can't do the business in the way they want to do business, they're quite prepared to pull out. They use their monopoly very ruthlessly.
Zambia now has one of the most open market economies in the world. Do you feel that it is actually benefiting its people?
No, I think in retrospect, we have made a very serious error in having done it too fast. It has collapsed our entire industrial base. It's opened up to imports. There's very little employment being created. There's no wealth distribution. 80% of our population of 10 million are poor. They live less than a dollar a day. So the question is, you know, what do we do? We are trying to go slow on a lot of other issues and to see how we can reverse some of it.
What concretely do you hope to get out of the World Trade Organization meeting in Mexico?
This whole agenda seems to be an agenda for the multinationals to do what they want. They are very strong at it. They've got huge lobby groups. Small countries like ours are not the frontline players in this game. You don't even get invited to these meetings. But we are a member and we have a voice. There's a lot of legitimate complaints about the role South Africa plays in all this. They may go there to this forum to say they represent the poor of Africa, but I think they, to a large extent, they represent themselves. And self-interest is always going to be the number one game for every country.
And how do you feel that the poor in Zambia can overcome poverty by using the market?
Oh, by getting the right price for their products, right? And again, we have a problem there because commodity prices are controlled by the rich north because of the huge subsidies that are provided. We find that we are not able to export into that market at a competitive price. Also, there's an issue of morality here. You know, I've read some figures where, is it $3 per cow per day subsidy in Europe and, a dollar a day for most Africans to live on?
Would you say that you are a promoter of free trade or of fair trade?
Well, I do believe that, total liberalization is legalized piracy, okay? That is my personal view about this whole business. I prefer fair trade.
I don't know if you've heard, but in the space of just 4 months, Oxfam and a partner NGO in Zambia called ODCMT has collected over 500,000 signatures of people signing up to Oxfam's The Big Noise to make trade fair. This is a staggering amount of people. I mean, it's actually about 5% of your population, I think. Mm-hmm. What can you say to the people who've signed to make sure that those signatures don't just gather dust?
Is to support their cause. And I've also signed up myself, but I've done it electronically. It's to support them, to assure them that we will take these positions, even if it's a single voice. It's not going to be an easy battle. This is not going to be won overnight. But hopefully sense will prevail at the end. They should count on government that will support them.
And is there any short-term alleviation that you can offer these people?
Regrettably, in our case, we can't. We don't have the financial resources in our country. We're a debt-ridden country. We're between a rock and a hard place.
So what's the big noise that you hope to make in Cancun as the Zambian government?
Oh, the big noise we want to make is on market access, on the issues of subsidy, the issues of drugs, get away from this whole issue of TRIPS, property intellectual rights. We simply can't afford the drugs at the prices they're trying to sell it to us. And people are dying. And that's the truth of the matter. I just hope that even the $15 billion that the United States wants to offer Africa over a 5-year period, we haven't seen the details of it yet. But we are expecting a lot of strings attached. And we must learn to play the game of give and take. And we, as Africans, can only play that game better if we stay united, you know, if we as an African group talk to the rest of the world as an African group, then we've got muscle. But if we talk to them as 40 different countries, then there's no muscle.